This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke in the other hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
You know what? I think I should be partying like it's 1999 as we head into the weekend, Superdog.
1999, dude.
Well, I'm in Minnesota. I mean, it's like Prince.
Oh, I see now. A little purple humor going on there.
Right. So for those of you who follow and pay attention to the show notes that Cap Morgan does so diligently, you'd see that the symptoms event is going on right now. And we are in Minnesota for the Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org, and learning a lot. Those of you who want to become naturopaths, traditional style, not allopathic style, we're going to be here through the 19th of July, right through the weekend. We'll be broadcasting live then. But we're here now, so we got some stuff to do, and that includes partying like it's 1999.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's exciting. Everybody's ready to do that with me, apparently.
Woo, yay.
All right.
I don't know if Minnesota elicits a whole lot of excitement from anyone.
Why not? It's an awesome place. In the summer, mosquitoes can carry you away, or small children away anyway, if you're not careful. But beautiful lakes, nice summertime, and we're stuck in the hotel.
And the home of our syndicator, that's Genesis Communications Network.
Right.
So
yeah,
don't diss Minnesota. Come on.
Hook me up with the tiny cafe or whatever it is, and tiny diner.
Tiny diner.
I know. I'll get it right. And let's see. What else is up here? Oh, all kinds of good stuff. Well, we'll talk about it. But, hey, today on the show we got John Rappaport. We are going to talk about the Tucker Carlson RFK Jr., what's being left out, what's not being discussed, and we'll reveal some of the backstory there. Also, second hour, put on your thinking caps. Sayer G is going to join us, and we're going to get into another angle on GMOs that you've probably not heard about. It relates to RNA interference technology. And, yeah, it's scary, but we're going to empower you with information and help you to make better choices about your future and the future of your kids next hour. Sayer G from greenmedinfo.com. Links in the show notes, including upcoming event, the Cancer Prevention Convention in August and the big one in Curacao. Come on. Organic food, fully covered, if you want to have a, you know, a really luxurious resort kind of vacation and heal at the same time, 17th through the 23rd of September with Dr. Sunil Pai and others. We've got archived links so you can listen and learn about it and join us in Curacao and save a little money if you sign up today. Now, Freshman Friday is on tap, and Cap Morgan, what's cold and icy and yummy?
Nothing is cold here in Florida. See, that's the problem with being in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So, you know, just trying to stay cool in the heat, drinking my yummy fruity water stuff. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Infusing it with all of the mint and lemon is my favorite go-to.
Nice. So. I like that, too. But, you know, in Minnesota, we could just go out to one of the lakes and chisel out some ice, and everybody has ice for their drinks.
Well, yes. You carry on doing that. I'll just keep enjoying myself here in Florida. So, but speaking of vitamin-infused things, mm-hmm. I had a couple people this week spouting the wonderfulness of their various vitamins and mm-hmm. supplements. And I myself love my supplements. They help me quite a bit. But are all supplements and vitamins created equal? Can I take anything that people hand me?
Oh, come on. That's a softball. You're going to, what am I going to do with
loaded
that?
Loaded question.
Loaded. Yeah, all of them are the same and you can take anything you want, even if it's from Walmart. No.
Right. How do you determine beyond price mm-hmm. point, what are some of the key words to look for to make sure that it's a clean
right.
supplement, and what is a whole food supplement mean? Because obviously my supplement is not a bag full of apples.
Well, 100% whole food means, you know, as far as critical words that you'd want to see on a label, it means that nothing's derived from coal tar, right, for instance, or oil-based technologies that isolate and remove synthetic compounds, or grinding up rocks, you know, and putting it in a pill and saying, yeah, that's the best form, because, of course, all humans were meant to chew on rocks throughout the day, for instance. So. You know what? They do it inadvertently because there are a lot of mineral supplements that are basically ground up rocks. Yeah, so it exists out there. It's cheap. And of course, you know, we talk about the refinement of food that is grown in soil that already is depleted of vital nutrients that they add synthetically, like potassium, phosphorus, PK and nitrogen, right? So these are things that are already, the food becomes not food in the same way. That's why we have to supplement, but we hope we don't supplement with the same little pellets from the fertilizer industry.
Right. So that's why, not to go on a tangent, but that's why our friends who are interested in the permaculture lifestyle are kind of so adamant about putting nutrients back into this, like composting and energy in, energy out, keeping energy all together in the same place.
Right.
Remembering that right?
Yeah, no, remember when we were at the event at our friend's place, what was it, in January or February? We're out on the permaculture place.
Right.
And we had a nice lunch. Wasn't that fun? And they had, like, sun hemp seeds. I took some and I planted them because they're nitrogen fixers. And, you know, that means you know what to plant to reestablish the integrity of the soil so that the next crop you put in is not grown in depleted soil that would then be susceptible to pest infiltration. Then they go, well, let's throw some pesticides on it, as if it's deficient in those synthetic toxic poison chemicals. So these are the real things that we have to apply also to our own bodies, that we don't put synthetic things in because we're deficient in minerals that we would normally get from food. We'll go, well, we'll just scrape up some rocks and eat it, or take some coal tar and take a vitamin derived from it and say it's the same thing as eating food that has been grown in living soil that contains all of those minerals than in the plants we eat, or if you happen to eat the animals that eat the plants, that it's going to actually have the stuff you need.
Right. Now, not to make our vegan friends angry, but if we're eating meat, I'm a meat eater, like grass-fed beef, right? So
yeah.
Would it actually be more efficient for me to eat, well, no, because my body's not made to eat the grass, right? Like, how far, if you're eating an animal at the top of the food chain, are you really getting the benefit of all those nutrients?
That's a great question.
I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, it is a great question. If you look at it, again, not to upset our vegan friends here, but we need to talk openly about these things. If it's not in the animal or in the part of the animal that you're eating, it's not going to be in you. So as you know, in the wild, if you watch animals, you know, the top of the line predators, when they attack and bring down an animal, what do they eat? The muscle first? No, the muscle's pretty much left for the scavengers, right? The birds that come down, the birds of prey.
The organs, right?
Right, correct, because that's where the mineral-rich stuff is. We had Morley Robbins on just the other day, and he was talking about liver, for instance, and how they think, oh, it's all about iron, but it's at the highest levels of copper. And copper dysregulation, or not having enough copper, then we can't regulate iron properly. So it's not just the animal and the quality of the animal, what the animal ate, but what are you eating in terms of the animal? So if you're eating just muscle meat, which is not organ, you're still not getting the minerals necessarily that you need. And that we need for optimal human health, so to speak. So these are controversial topics only because people have fundamental philosophical views of whether you should be a vegetarian or not. My perspective is on addressing the needs of each individual who would come to me for help because they're ailing in some way, shape, or form. And, of course, there are always going to be dietary considerations. What do you have in your diet that you don't need? What is not in your diet that you do need? How do we get it for you? And those are the considerations.
Yeah, I do. I think it's so individual because so many people tried to tell me how to get healthy before you and I started working together. And, you know, what works great for one person doesn't work great for somebody else because everybody's just had a different journey with, you know, what their body has consumed or not consumed or been exposed to and needs to detox from or relearn how to do. So, but I used to get a little bit discouraged looking at all of that and thinking, oh, gosh, like there's no nutrients in the food and how can I ever consume enough to get healthy? But now, after reading that article about Morley Robbins yesterday, I really had this moment where I was pretty excited thinking like, wow, that's an opportunity. Like if we're deficient in these things, then that means that however unhealthy I'm feeling right now, doesn't have to stay that way. There's an opportunity to fix it.
Sure.
Now we've defined what the issue is.
And by the way, you can eat grass. I mean, you can eat superfoods, wheatgrass, different things. I mean, obviously, if you're programmed to think you're only satiated if you have a piece of steak, obviously some of that is just emotional, physical programming, and you'd have to modify and try and experiment. There are arguments that there are blood types differentiation between people that say, you know, certain blood types tend to be more oriented toward a meat eater versus a vegetarian. Again, we can debate about that. I don't like to get into the philosophy necessarily, except the principle that we need to eat cleanly, whatever we choose to eat. And if you have a particular dogma about it's evil to eat animals or not, listen, every human's got their dogma. We've talked about a lot of these myths with Liam Sheff, who I agree, and argued, that eating lower on the food chain, it's hard to argue against that for most people. Now, could we find a human on the planet that would do well eating a lot of animal protein? Perhaps if they're, what they call the Maasai tribe out in Africa, where they drink the blood and the milk from animals. My gosh. I mean, but they're huge, relatively large humans. So, again, differentiate the food is medicine. You choose the food wisely, but we have to become conscious about those choices so we adapt our lifestyle according to what we're eating or we eat according to our lifestyle. I don't know if I said the same thing twice in two different ways, but this discussion will not end here. Are you going to come back for a Freshman Friday Part 2, Captain Morgan?
As long as I can do it from Florida.
Okay, you stay warm, my friend. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. CBD Alert coming up next. We got John Rappaport coming up. We also have Sayer G. And we got to talk about a new form of genetically engineered foods. Scary stuff, but we're going to bring that power to heal back to you where it belongs.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We'll hear more from Captain Morgan next hour as we gear up for John Rappaport in just a few minutes. But right now, we've got to, I don't know what we got to do here. When we talk about saving things, right? Save this, save that.
Save the whales.
Save the whales. Save a few dollars on your car insurance. Yes. Right? So, save me! Well, we got to save something big time here in America. For those of you listening around the world, yeah, we're not the last bastion of freedom on the planet. In fact, we're losing it fast. And in terms of health freedom, we've long since lost it. And that means it's update time.
Pastitucci on the left hand side. Pastitucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man?
Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
How about that highly addictive, psychoactive, makes you high all the time, cannabidiol, CBD? Oh, wait a second. CBD doesn't do that. It's not addictive. It doesn't make you high. And yet, the federal government's still trying to find ways to make sure you can't get it. The Alliance for Natural Health are good friends at ANH-USA.org, I believe. We will have the links, yes, in the notes. They're saying that unless there are urgent grassroots supports kicking into gear, CBD oil could go bye-bye unless it's a pharmaceutical drug. And, you know, we've been warning you about this. Their efforts to do so by any means necessary, including the DEA reclassifying CBD unconstitutionally as a Schedule I as well. Absolutely ludicrous and ridiculous. But Super D, they're not getting up without a fight.
I know. It's just, and at this point, I don't quite understand the strategy here, because this is not, 20 years ago. There's so much support for and CBD in particular, because you've got individual states that are, you know, passing laws, even just, you know, from a medical standpoint, you know, without even getting into, you know, the legalization of marijuana for recreational purposes. But, you know, CBD has become widely accepted, to the point that the idea of trying to outlaw it, I don't understand where they're going to get the support for this.
Well, they're not. They're going to have the states and the people cowering in fear. That's their only game. That's their only game plan. And, you know, earlier in the week, we had Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. We talked a little bit about this concept called nullification, moving it back to the local level. Those powers not specifically granted to the federal government under the Constitution belong to the states or the people, respectively. And when the American people and their state governments get their heads out of their collective aspirins and figure this thing out, there's no way the feds will be able to block CBD oil from being accessible in all 50 states. But the reality is the FDA, the freaking out, the government, the pharmaceutical industry, and the collusion that goes on, they're going, this is getting out of hand. We are working diligently to synthesize CBD and then bring it to the market as a drug. And look, if everybody can get it as a dietary supplement, who's going to want to buy our drug for quadruple the price?
And, you know, the thing is when you look at it that way, it's becoming more and more evident that that's why they're doing this. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the CBD, it's non-psychoactive. This is why you're getting so much support from politicians about this, is because they can't say, well, it's going to make people, you know, jump off of buildings and crash into telephone poles and stuff like that. No, you know, it's a medicinal value, you know, to it. It's not a party drug. People are not taking CBD to party or to get high.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so, again, the only thing that you can point a finger at this point, and I think people are getting wise to this, is that they are trying to protect their own financial interests.
Yeah.
That's folks, the only reason why they're going after this.
Bottom line, the FDA claims that CBD oil is not a dietary supplement because a drug company is investigating it for use in a new drug to treat a rare form of epilepsy. So if GW Pharmaceuticals succeeds in buying off FDA, right, like many drug companies do, they're going to pretend that CBD now has to be clamped down on and removed from the marketplace. And, of course, the question is, will the states comply? Will the people allow the states to comply? Because once the states withdraw their enforcement, as Mike Mahari said from the 10th Amendment Center, 90% of the ability of the federal government is gone. They rely on state police force activity to stop this from happening. And so that's why Stuart Tompkin and I and our friends at CV Science have been saying, get it into the mom-and-pop health food stores. Tell all your friends about it. Access the pipeline. It's going to be untenable for the federal government to act against it. I'm not saying they're not going to try, because they are trying. But the reality is, it has nothing to do with safety or efficacy. It has everything to do with protecting the drug industry, from which now they are captured and they promote to the detriment of the American people. All right, we'll be right back talking John Rappaport, RFK Jr. on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News. Amazing stuff we're going to cover with John next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's
1-800-441-9833 on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Joined now by my good friend from NoMoreFakeNews.com. It is John Rappaport to cover, it was fascinating that Tucker Carlson, of all people on Fox News, was able to have RFK Jr. on not once but twice. And the question of vaccine safety came up, and I'm thinking, how does Tucker still have a job? Something's going on.
Yeah, definitely, Robert. Tucker seems to have an independent, defiant streak about him. So, he's willing to do this, but at the same time, you do wonder, what are the pharmaceutical advertisers on Fox doing now that this has happened? I mean, are they screaming at Fox executives? We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see if he still has a job. But so far, he's hanging in.
Well, and you know, the thing about RFK was very interesting because he asked some pointed questions of him about the political left. And I've asked this as well, and I know you pointed this out. It's like, it used to be that the left were those that had skepticism about the man, right? Whether it be government agencies in bed with corporations or the corporations themselves. But on the issue of vaccines and big pharma, they have such cognitive dissonance. I called it a cosmic disconnect. It's gone beyond dissonance.
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, they're totally in bed with pharmaceutical interests and vaccination and all of this. It's the agenda. It's the globalist agenda, basically. And it doesn't matter who's fronting for it or who's behind it as far as the political left goes. They're on board. But as you were mentioning to me off the air before we started, one of the key throwaway lines that Kennedy gave when he was interviewed by Tucker Carlson was he said he had been talking with the heads of several federal agencies. Now, RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is well known, but, you know, he's not a star in the political firmament. So how does he get into those offices unless somebody up there in the White House is clearing the way for him? That's a very interesting question.
Well, and you posited with an article about is it dead, you know, this investigation into vaccines that Trump had initiated with RFK Jr. Before he was, you know, in the inauguration as president. And yet, to do this any other way, if this indeed is happening, as I speculate, that if he is meeting with the heads of various federal agencies, which he can't just waltz in, that tells me that the only way they could get it done and that on some level Trump may be really committed to this, as I said before, because I know he knows firsthand the dangers of vaccines, the real injuries that occur among his friends that work with him and their children, that the only way this could be done is almost in complete silence. Or else, I mean, you were talking about the outrage. I mean, all these other distractions could be keeping people from the fact that this really is happening, that the questions are being asked, and that he went to RFK Jr. and said, yeah, I want you to check out what's happening here.
Could very well be. You know, in my article, let's look at the other side of this.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this guy, Scott Gottlieb, who is now the head of the FDA. He has come out completely pro-vaccine and said that any idea of a link between vaccines and autism has been thoroughly debunked, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the second thing is the recent appointment of Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald to head the CDC. Well, she's made the same statements you know, when she was the head of the Georgia Department of Public Health. Immunizations are the best way to protect infants and children, blah, 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 blah. It's critical for parents to talk to their child's doctor to ensure they're up to date on their immunizations. She said back in 2014, I've heard all the arguments against vaccination, all have been debunked. So if you look at Trump's actual appointments, it looks very dark and dim as far as the possibility for an all-out investigation. But as you point out here, if Trump is going to pursue this, it has to be for now behind the scenes. Because if it's not, the outrage from the press is just going to be another typhoon that he's going to have to weather
right
while he's trying to promote his agendas.
Well, and as evidence of that, remember when he appointed Tom Price, the fact that he was a member of the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, and of course their acknowledged statements regarding the lack of vaccine safety data and testing, much less pharmaceutical influence on things, that brought tremendous outrage from the press of how is he qualified. So I don't think he's under the illusion that they can come out from the shadows and say, this is what we're doing. I'm telling everybody every day in my press conferences. I mean, that would not work for sure. So if this is indeed happening, as intimated by that little throwaway line on Fox News, I'm somewhat encouraged, but at the same time recognizing that if anybody says overtly, even people he puts into those other positions, that they have any question at all about safety and efficacy of the sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They would be pilloried beyond belief.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. So if we assume that Trump is doing this as a kind of a stealth operation, which, you know, that's the way he would have to be doing it right now, then yes, could be, maybe RFK Jr. is even saying a little bit too much out of school himself. It's hard to know, you know, because their initial meeting at Trump Tower, which happened months and months ago when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. met with Trump and he came out and Kennedy said, okay, I'm going to head up a panel to investigate vaccine safety. Reporters went right back to the Trump team and said, is that right? And they said, no, no decision has actually been made on that yet. And then the story died. So Kennedy is, you know, he's pumping this whole thing up to a degree himself on his own. Whether he's doing that with Trump's approval or just because Kennedy wants to keep this thing alive, no matter what, that's pretty hard to say. But it sort of looks like, especially in view of the Tucker Carlson interview, that Kennedy has some kind of green light to keep on going and see what he, I mean, he's already, Kennedy's already got scads of horrendous, you know, crimes that the CDC has committed vis-a-vis vaccines. Even without interviewing anybody at the CDC, right now he could make a tremendous case against the whole vaccine schedule of the CDC. So there is that as well.
Well, you know, we've been covering this for many years. Remember all those years ago we did the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, you know, online seminar kind of thing, you know, long before these seminars became commonplace. And yet to hear anybody talking about it in the mainstream news, I pointed out that, you know, I was on Carol Alt's show when she had her show on Fox News, and I did a number of interviews, and the one they did not air was a discussion of vaccines. So I thought, well, that's just a step too far. And then, of course, she lost her show. And not only did they have RFK Jr. on twice, but there's this guy who was a high advisor to Cameron over at the UK when he was prime minister, did a Sunday ravaging of Big Pharma on his show. And I thought, you know, something's going on with Fox News here. And they're, you know, seemingly they're the only network that has taken some level of if it would be called intellectual or integrity or reporter integrity, even though we won't go too far with that, to cover a subject that is not covered anywhere in the liberally inclined mainstream press.
You bet. And I mean, Kennedy said outright to Tucker Carlson on Fox that he was, you know, amazed that he's even been allowed to be on the show a couple of times. And he brought up the whole idea of, you know, the massive pharmaceutical advertising that supports not only Fox, but all these networks. And Carlson said, well, you know, that just doesn't influence me. I decide if I think it's, you know, worthwhile subject discussing, and I don't see any reason to limit free speech on this or any other subject. And the guy still got a job. So somebody at Fox is saying, okay, we'll let it ride. He's interviewed RFK Jr. twice now. You know, the sky is not falling yet. I mean, I can't imagine. Because, for example, I'm trying to think of who told me this. It was somebody, yeah, a mainstream reporter who left the fold, let's put it that way. He told me that he knew that at the LA Times some years ago, after they published some kind of a piece that was highly critical of Big Pharma, the next morning, executives from a pharmaceutical company marched into the LA Times, and they went directly into an editor's office without anybody, you know, saying so-and-so is here or whatever. It was just like, you know, the troops have arrived. They shut the door and they read the Riot Act to this editor on the basis of, hey, you know, you're taking a whole lot of advertiser money from us, and if you want to keep that money, you got to stop this kind of attacking that's going on with this article. Well, you know, that's a typical thing that could be happening at Fox right now, for all we know. There could be some, you know, battle going on behind the scenes there.
Yeah, well, you
and there
you,
could
you,
be pressure on Carlson right now.
Sure, and you know, there's a point where they'll say, "Well, yeah, we'll let you get away with this much, but that's beyond the pale. You've gone too far." And of course, with this is the third rail of medical politics, vaccination. And we can't have you go there. But there is a certain point, and whatever that break point is, I don't know what it is, but there are so many children who are impacted, so many families that are impacted directly, that there's a point where it cannot be ignored, where even those executives who have a vested and economic interest to keep this from going out on the airways are recognizing in their own lives, in their own family, with their own children, that this is an issue, that they cannot any longer hold it back.
Yeah. Suppose there's a couple of people at Fox News in the executive tower,
mm-hmm.
and they've got kids that are autistic, right? And they know why.
Yes.
They know it was the vaccinations, and they're pissed,
mm-hmm.
and they're just deciding, okay, you know, we can't put up with this anymore. We got to give some coverage to this.
Yeah.
Because, as you say, these parents are everywhere. Right?
They are.
And I hope that parents are contacting Fox News and congratulating them for allowing this to happen, that Tucker Carlson is sitting there and interviewing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, you know, Fox is known as a conservative news channel. RFK Jr. is not known as a conservative.
No,
right?
He's as liberal and as he was acknowledged by Tucker Carlson. Listen, we're going to continue following this with you, John Rappaport, my good buddy. Go to nomorefakenews.com. We publish his articles as often as we can here at robertscoutbell.com as well. And we'll continue seeing if they catch up with where we've been for many years.
Thanks, Robert. Great.
All right. Back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that you're children are vulnerable. Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to John Rappaport. All y'all remember, you can go to NoMoreFakeNews.com or come right over here to RobertScottBell.com. Learn all about him and many other things. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Archives available as well. And, of course, I the CBD thing I forgot to mention for new listeners? You can get CBD delivered directly to your door. They can ship it to you, and we get it from CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, PLUS CBDOil.com. You can get 15% off with the code RSB15. Sign up for the Curacao event today, please. Remind you of that. If you're not sure what that is, go link it up, look it up, and we got a week-long all-inclusive retreat with organic food and lots of healing lectures and teachings going on. And there's archives about that as well. And RSV Reports is the newest place to check out the gifts of the Magi, how they can benefit your health, thanks to Ty Bollinger and Organics. And, gosh, there's so much more I want to tell you, and I run out of time because we only do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, Super Don. We just need to be on all the time.
Yeah?
But then, you know what?
I think Says who,
right? We'd be drowning the people in information. It'd be too much, right? Too much. We don't want to drown anybody.
No, drowning's not cool.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually, that was something that I had an experience with, fortunately not drowning, but coming close when I was a kid. And that's something that stuck with me all my life, kind of a phobia, I guess, that I developed.
What, drowning in information?
Not in information, but literally drowning in water. I had an experience as a kid at summer camp. Yeah.
Did you overcome that fear? Are you still afraid of swimming or what?
Yeah, you know, I'm good, you know, but it's still there to a certain extent because you never forget that.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. Well, it's an interesting story because summertime in the Northern Hemisphere, people going out to the beach, swimming in pools. I want to make sure everybody's water safe. there's a, in fact, there's a, I think there's a documentary film. I haven't seen it. I saw a reference to it of an autistic kids that have a swim team in New Jersey, of all places. Sounds interesting. But you want to make those kids especially water safe, because there's a lot of unnecessary drownings that happen. But here's an interesting story out of Panama City Beach, Florida. And this is like totally counterintuitive. How did this happen? Because we know that the only way humans can do anything is through organized, centralized bureaucracies to figure out how to save people in need. But apparently there was a family that was out swimming, and a number of them got swept out in like an undertow. They talk about this
riptide.
Riptide, right? Yeah. And they were out there, and they might have drowned, but something unusual happened, Super Don, and maybe you want to reveal this. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, so, you know, this family gets swept out. You know, a couple of people, I think, ended up getting pulled out, and then part of the family goes out to save them, but then they get pulled out into the riptide, and this person noticed that they were out there and noticed that it looked like somebody was going to drown. And so, believe it or not, here you got all these people on the beach, right? And the person runs out there and says, hey, you know, we got to save these people. And believe it or not, you had a total of 80 people working together, forming a human chain that reached over 100 yards, that stretched out into the water to rescue this family that was stuck in the riptide. 80 people.
How did they do that? There was no FDA there to guide them. The United Nations wasn't there. I mean, there's no way people could get along and cooperate to do something extraordinary like that without some leader telling them to do it, right?
No, it's truly an amazing story and an amazing visual, because they actually caught a picture here of 80 people hand in hand stretching out into the water to save this family that got caught in the riptide.
Wow. Absolutely.
And I mean, even somebody even goes on to talk about how some of the people that formed this human chain didn't even know how to swim. But they were out there in the shallow part doing what they could to try and reach this family that needed help.
That's really extraordinary. And
isn't that cool?
Yeah, didn't wait for FEMA, right? This is the kind of thing that humans can do when left alone, and they figured it out. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And God bless this. Who is this person they actually mentioned? Is someone named Simmons or something that went out there and helped to coordinate this? And, you know, it's talking about some people are wired for this, honestly, and others can get stuck in fear, and they kind of become the deer in the headlights. But enough people got together, and you know, a little miracle happened.
And you know, the thing is that it's kind of a sad sign of the times that you know, we would read this story and go, "Wow, that's amazing!" Because it is quite often when you see situations, your emergencies, people need help. It's hard to get one person to do something, let alone 80.
Yeah,
right?
We got to wait for the authorities, right? No. There's a time and place perhaps for that, and dealing with maybe, I'm not even going to go into that. I'm just happy about this story. I want you all to check it out. This is what can happen when humans get together with other humans, see distress and peril, they come together, and great, great story of saving people who are drowning. So, all right, folks, we got another hour of broadcast healing coming up, and Freshman Friday Part 2, we'll talk more food as well. And then we have Sayer G, and we're going to talk about a new form of GMOs that you got to be aware of, or else the power to heal will be taken from you. We'll be back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.